He's a classically trained tenor who has gained huge notoriety for his crossover and genre mixing within opera, classical, and pop music, all with the bedrock of his indigenous heritage in mind. Let's listen to a moment of Jeremy Dutcher. Jeremy Dutcher performing at the Polaris Prize ceremony in September. His debut album has captured the Canadian imagination. It went on to win the prestigious 2018 Polaris Music Prize and then saw a Juno Award just weeks ago in the Indigenous Music Album of the Year category. Both events saw monumental performances, I can attest to that. On April 4th at the Carlu, the gorgeous space in downtown Toronto, the Toronto Symphony Orchestra will collaborate with this rising star for the very first time. The event is titled Evening Epic, an orchestra-sized party that will see a night of music, food, glamour, and an event in support of the TSO's education programs, which reach 40,000 young people annually. It is my absolute pleasure to welcome Jeremy Dutcher to the Oasis. Great to have you here.
Great to be here. How's it going?
It's going great.
Oh, good.
What a year you're having.
It's been okay.
Yeah.
I'm just busy. I mostly, I miss my bed a lot.
Sure.
Yeah, I've been on the road now for quite some time, getting to go around.
Road life.
You know, it is, nobody warns you for that. And they certainly don't teach you that in classical music school.
No.
That's for sure. So, yeah, it's sort of been a crash course in how to survive out there.
Congratulations on all this attention. It must be a little overwhelming, just this last 6 months.
Yeah. It's, I mean... The attention, you know, I simply do it for the awards, you know. No, I'm kidding, really. This work is very, very personal to me.
Sure.
It sits close to my heart, and I all of it is for my people, for my community. And so, you know, this the recognition and the platform that I get to use and share, I feel a great sense of responsibility in that. And there's not many of us out there in the public discourse or imagination.
I want to get to that in a moment, but I've been watching your performances at these ceremonies online. What are you attempting to evoke on stage with what you do? Because it is really magical and it seems to just reach into the soul. It captures us emotionally. What is it you're trying to do every time you get out there? It seems like you're giving all of yourself.
And I mean, why not?
Uh-huh.
You know, what am I going to hold back? It is unabashedly myself, this work, both within the construction of the music and the source material, too. So my music works a lot with century-old wax cylinder recordings, field recordings from my nation, from the Wolastoqiyik in the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's an incredibly, each time I get to go and share this music, it's an incredibly personal journey. And, you know, I'm taking my relatives on stage with me in a very real way. You know, I get to play those recordings alongside my reimaginations of these pieces. And so the getting to perform these songs is as much about dialogue as it is about music. So getting to be in conversation across generations and through time is something I hope to bring forward. And also, So honoring those voices from the past, saying something in a contemporary moment about issues that are facing our community right now, mm-hmm. and also dreaming into existence a possible future.
How are you taking to becoming this Indigenous voice in this country? Because I think a lot of people, a lot of young people are looking to you right now. Is that something that you're comfortable with? Because you seem to have an intention, as you've just talked about.
If nothing else, I hope to have intention.
Right.
You know? I think what I hope to speak with, what I hope to speak to in my work is to show possibilities.
Yeah.
There aren't a lot of us making music at the intersections of classical and Indigenous music,
sure.
You know? There's maybe a handful in this country. And so what I want to do every time that I get up and share is showcase the possibilities for those young Indigenous people that need something to look to.
Right.
That need possibility. And so I'm hoping to create and put out into the world everything that I never had growing up, every representation I didn't have. So that looks like sometimes wearing a big gown on stage and really going there in a live performance. And so so that's all part of it. You know, all of that showing is part of it.
I'm loving what I'm hearing and seeing so far. It is so fantastic. Oh. I want to talk about the big event at the Carlu happening in just over a week. Jeremy Dutcher, Juno Award and Polaris Prize winner, will join the TSO for Evening Epic on April 4th, eveningepic.ca or tso.ca to learn more and to get ticket info. More on that shortly. We'll get back to the music here, and you'll stick with us. This is Jeremy Dutcher's award-winning debut album on The Oasis. Let's get back to our very special guest this afternoon. Jeremy Dutcher is very much in the public eye with his spellbinding performances in music, the winner of the 2018 Polaris Prize and a Juno Award winner just a few weeks ago. He'll perform for the first time with the TSO on Thursday, April 4th. Is that right?
It's going to be epic.
It's going to be epic.
I'm so excited.
It's just 8 days away at the Carlu for the TSO's Evening Epic event, and he's here with you now on The Oasis. Jeremy, welcome back.
It's great to be here. And I think what's important to stress about this event, too, is we're getting together for a good cause, too. We're raising money for some educational initiatives.
I imagine you have some strong opinions about this.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I have strong opinions about many things. We could have a full three-hour conversation,
the whole show.
What do you mean, though? Education?
Yeah.
Yes!
Music education. I'm sure it's been more than instrumental in your life.
Well, most certainly. I'm very blessed to have been schooled in many ways of making music.
Right.
And so in the work that I do, I rely, you know, just as much on my traditional training as a song carrier as I do on, you know, my training as a tenor. And so what I really hope to do is to find a middle path in which those two sort of seemingly disparate genres can speak to each other.
Yeah,
because I think for a long time, they really haven't been in conversation with each other. Or when they have been, it has always been others telling our story for us. And what I think is really special about this moment right now is Indigenous people standing up and telling our stories on our own terms, right, in our own languages. And, you know, I think increasingly so, arts institutions and programmers, or the ones that have their finger on the pulse anyway, are understanding that
it's changing.
Times are changing.
It is, you know. And I think it's official. I can attest.
Oh, you've rung it in.
Well,
good.
As someone who covers the beat, I mean, it's happening one way or the other.
And it's a good thing.
Yeah.
And it's a really exciting time. And it's creating more space in the concert hall than ever has been before. You know.
And beyond, I mean, obviously, music education very important for you personally and for your community, but also music education in general for children is, you know, it can change a life.
And truly, and it has in many ways. And I think, and it can open up a world of sonic possibility.
Walk us through, we're trying to imagine what the Carlu is going to be like next Thursday, what it's going to feel like, what it's going to sound like. Can you walk us through it at all?
Epic.
Right.
It's going to be epic.
That's what I hear. In the branding, that too.
Yeah, well, people are saying it, but...
but you believe it.
But I believe it fully, wholeheartedly. You know, I think what we hope to do and bring is to talk about that expansion, about where this genre that we've called classical music. I'm actually starting to use the term Western art music instead.
I like it. I know what you're getting at.
It opens up a lot more space.
It does.
For the possibilities and the conversations that can happen between communities. You know, I think for a long time, Indigenous music, well represented through classical music, is been one of paternalism,
right,
one of taking our melodies or taking a drum and just putting it in an orchestra. That for me is not accurately speaking to the possibilities that's within that collaboration and the ways that those musics can affect each other. And so what I hope to do with this collaboration, sort of taking this music and expanding it for the orchestra, is to see what, when we level that playing field and we come to understand that both of these musics have pedigree, both of these musics have a canon, both of these musics take training and, mm-hmm. and you know, once we start to level that playing field and come to understand that maybe they're not so different.
Right. And how is that going to sound?
How are they going to be in conversation with each other?
Right.
And so I'm very interested by that idea, and I try to represent that in the work that I do and the record that I put out.
It has been very special to watch your career take off, and I'm looking forward to seeing you perform at some point in real life. So far, it's just been on a screen.
Let's
so congrats so far.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
It's really incredible. We need bridges of understanding between all types of Canadians
yes.
right now, and you're doing the big work. So thank you for that. Very much appreciated. Evening Epic, just how it sounds. Music experiences, the TSO food, the youth orchestra, Jeremy Dutcher, much more, of course. It's Thursday, April 4th at 8 p.m. at the Carlew. That's 444 Yonge Street in Toronto. Evening Epic.ca or TSO.ca for info and tickets.